Silver on the Hearth. Ahmed was a poor farmer who worked hard all day, but still never seemed able to make ends meet. Ahmed and his wife, Bibi, lived a thrifty life and tried to save money, but something always happened, and the money went away. Finally, he decided that the only way he would ever have anything that was his would be if a great fortune appeared to him on his hearth. That way, he'd know it was for him. Ahmed went about his days tilling, planting, watering, and harvesting. One day, as Ahmed pulled weeds from the earth, he discovered something in the ground. He dug out a giant weed when he saw something shiny in the soil where the weed had been. Ahmed dug and dug until he could remove the object from the dirt. It was a large jar filled with silver coins and jewels. It was a fortune, enough to buy 100 farms or retire and live in luxury. Whatever he and Bibi wanted, it could be theirs. At first, Ahmed was delighted. He had made a wish, and it came true. Then Ahmed remembered. I wished for wealth upon the hearth, but found this treasure in the fields. What if this was someone else's wish? Ahmed carefully put the jar back in the ground and covered it with soil. Then he put the weed back in the earth where he had found it. At dinner, Bibi, Ahmed's wife, asked about his day. Ahmed proudly told her what had happened. You seriously left them? Bibi was shocked. Yes, said Ahmed proudly. If it were meant for me, it would have been on our hearth. And then Ahmed went to bed. Bibi ran next door, where her friend Sharu lived. Ahmed is too much. Do you know what my husband has gone and done now? I know you're going to tell me, Sharu said. Bibi told Sharu Ahmed's story. I'm going to dig that up, and you and I can share it, Sharu said. Ahmed can stay on his farm and play with dirt. Sharu ran into the field where Bibi had directed. Sharu pulled the weed and dug up the treasure. Instead of silver, venomous snakes greeted them. What? Sharu wondered, slamming the lid. Try as he might, Sharu couldn't figure out why a friend would do this. I'll show them. Sharu climbed to the roof of Ahmed's house and dumped the snakes from the jar down into the chimney. Before he could get out of the way, a snake jumped out and bit him. Sharu tumbled from the roof and landed in a bush. He made it to the hospital just in time to get treatment. The next morning, Ahmed went to his hearth to boil water for tea and dropped the kettle in shock. The hearth was filled with silver coins and gems. Bibi, my love, come look! Bibi just stared in amazement. Ahmed smiled in gratitude. His family would have everything they needed. Ahmed and Bibi had learned that all good things come to those who are patient in their expectations.